running. I don't play by the rules of the same game. You say I'm just trying, just trying to have breakfast with Bob. Oh, yeah.
We are Poncho Man. Championship edition. We are brought to you by EAS Sports Nutrition, Hoka One One, Polar Oska Wellness, Velo Fix. We are at the beautiful Four Seasons Hualalai, and we are airing on triathlonworld.com. My next guest, the third place finisher yesterday, Heather Jackson. How you doing, Heather?
Not too bad.
This isn't bad,
sore,
huh?
Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful here.
This is really, really,
really
nice.
I need to come up here.
So, fifth last year, third this year. What was the difference?
Oh, man. Yeah, I think just having a year under your belt helps, knowing the race and knowing what I did last year, and then just having a year working with my new coach, Joe Gambles, and kind of working on the things that I could improve on for this year. My swim, I was able to cut that deficit this year. So I was so stoked about that.
Well, and last year, you basically had to run your way up to fifth. Mm-hmm. You were already in a top five off the bike, so that's a nice position to be in.
Yeah, that was... It was nice. It was a little nerve-wracking. I didn't know if I had maybe overcooked it a little. Yeah. You never know here. You could have either hit your nutrition okay and you'll feel fine, or not. And I had definitely pushed the bike trying to make my way up. And then, fortunately, the nutrition was good yesterday, and I had the energy and just settle into the pace and don't go out too hard. And
right.
So, yeah.
Now, and when did you, at one point, you moved into second, correct?
I moved into second in the energy lab, and that's the second part of the out and back that you have on course. And so I made it out for the turnaround there, and then I saw Rennie.
Saw her, huh?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, she's flying.
She's coming. I knew she was coming all day, so I was like, when's it going to be? And it was just... Yeah, can you hold on?
Nice knowing you. But the deal is, I mean, you still ran 3:07 off the bike and went 9:11 all day long. So it was 58-56 swim. That's awesome.
Sub 1 hour.
Yeah. I mean, but when you guys are riding and Daniela was there, and then all of a sudden it was like she left. When did she take off?
I'm not sure when she went, actually. This year, because I only get to see from the Javi, and so from Javi, she was already ahead with one girl who I was trying to figure out. It was Anya, but I was trying to figure out
who is that.
Yeah,
who
but
is
then
that?
There was a gap to the girls that were usually still with her at that point. So I think she maybe earlier and just
What was your gap at the end of the bike? Do you remember?
I want to say maybe 12
yeah
minutes?
I thought so. I thought it was like 12 minutes or so when you're running in top three and the leader's up 12 minutes, at that point you just focus on what person who's in front of you, right, one at a time.
Yeah, exactly. It was just all day I had Joe and Wadi out there, like, your race, it's your race, just focus on your race, what you can do. And I was literally out there running, just like pretending I was in Tucson any other training run on Sunday. So it's take off my pace. Don't worry about anything going around me, and just
What's interesting is Joe Gambles is still a competitive athlete, right? He's still a competitive triathlete, and he's coaching. What led you to have Joe coach you?
It's funny. Joe is the first triathlete I ever met in the sport of triathlon.
Really?
2009. Wadi was helping him out on the agent side, and I wasn't even in triathlon yet. And I went with Wadi to Boulder and met with Joe and met him and.
Oh, so you weren't even doing triathlon. This was post-hockey stuff.
Yeah, I was racing the track at that point.
Oh, that's right. You were doing bike racing.
Yeah, so I met Joe, and he's always been so supportive of me and helped me out here and there. And then this winter he came to Bend to visit. And, he did one swim with me and gave me, like, five things to work on. And
that helped.
Yeah, amazing. And just his attention to detail and communication and just the little details of everything. And I'll load a workout and I hear from him like an hour later. Like it's amazing. And so it's been huge this year just to have that kind of back and forth and tweak this or tweak that and plan the entire season around Saturday. And I think we hit it perfect and the lead up was great. And I couldn't be happier.
Was there a different pressure on you once you finished fifth coming in here, because obviously more demands on your time, more media, things like that, and being an American athlete, been sort of like, we haven't had an American woman win since Karen Smyers in 95. Was there more pressure coming in this year?
There was definitely a little bit more media.
More media.
And I think that American thing was played up this year. So
yes,
that was kind of cool. It never really kind of clicked. And then after last year, it was like, oh, cool. Like, represent the U.S. So that was pretty cool this year. The pressure side, I was just trying to, forget about that.
Just do your race.
Yeah, like, okay, I could end up have a good race or I could end up,
on the side of the road.
Yes.
When did you feel you had it, the third place was in the bag?
To be honest, did not until I was like sprinting down a Lee, because I was getting different messages out there that someone was coming, and I wasn't sure if it was Kaisa or Anya.
Yes.
But actually when Rinnie passed me, she was like, great job, HA, just stay strong, there's someone else coming. And I was like,
more information.
Oh, crap. Like, so I was just trying to hold Rinnie as best I could, just using her to pull me along in case someone was coming. And then, I was getting splits. She was about a minute and a half. And so with about a mile to go, so I'm like, okay, I can hold that, but you just never know. So I was scared even on a lead. So I didn't, again, get the chance to, like, soak it up because I was still just head down, like, just get to the line.
And now do you look back or you go, no, I don't want to look back?
I looked back at the chute.
Okay. In the chute.
Yeah.
At that
just
point.
So
it's
she
like,
wasn't there, right?
And I think you're the first American on the podium since, like, what, 96 or something. It's been a long time.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah.
I know. You don't think about it. We talk about it with the guys a lot, but we, for whatever reason, we haven't really talked about it that much. So now do you shut it down? Or you do another race?
I actually get to head. I have the opportunity to race Challenge Aruba this year, inaugural race. So that'll be super cool. Just more fun, relaxing, but it'll be fun.
There'll be some drinks with umbrellas. Yeah. I'm guessing there'll be some of that stuff. It's not going to be the most high pressure event.
I don't think so. So that'll be fun.
What does it mean to you? It's one thing. We've seen a number of people over time. They get in the top 10. They have that race, and then they fall out of it, or it's very difficult to come back and get back, and not just get back in the top five, but to finish third and move up.
Yeah, that was actually probably the most pressure I felt coming back, because I got some hype off of last year's fifth, and you never want to just be the one time, like, she
one
just had
wonder.
A good race, and so I was pretty nervous about, okay, no, I believe I can do well here, and wanted to back that up. And so, to actually be able to do that, and you have all these dreams and goals and aspirations, and to actually be able to execute is just, it's everything you could imagine, because it could have gone exactly the opposite.
Sure.
So I'm still just, it hasn't sunk in yet, and I'm so happy right now.
What is it about this island? Because you obviously love it here, and you've had great success here. What is it about this place that suits you?
I think it's just, it's such a tough course, if not the hardest course out there. You never know what you're going to get. And I think just the people here in the island and the whole Aloha vibe of, like, this event, having been here for 30 some odd years, like, just its history, its significance. It's so many champions have, won here, lost here, had crazy, crazy races, crazy performances, kind of sports history, sports legacy. It's just, I think that's cool in our sport that's not necessarily that old. And so for an event like this, and for me, it's my focus and dreams. And so, it's awesome to come here every year, and it'll be my focus the next few years.
Do you have any of your old Princeton hockey buddies who, like, have lost touch, and then all of a sudden, wait a second, Heather Jackson's doing this Ironman stuff and just took third? Any of those guys reaching out?
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, my phone died last night, so I didn't have it till this morning. I charged it all night, and I turned it on this morning, and I was like, I had messages from hockey friends, like soccer. I played soccer too. So just people I haven't heard from in years. My hockey coach actually from Princeton texted me a congrats.
Really?
And some of my friends from junior high and high school. So who I haven't heard from at all. I was like, oh, cool.
All of a sudden when you're in the paper, right? Yeah. In the New York Times, because you're on the podium, then all of a sudden they come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
That is so cool. I love that. Heather, congratulations on an awesome, awesome race. Great to have you on the podium.
Thanks, Bob.
Pacho Man.
Now for the money, but I don't play by the rules of the game. Say try it, just try it. Breakfast with Bob and Heather.